Bill Barden has been playing trombone in a style moving easily between classic and swing jazz for more than six decades. His expressive, eloquent sound and cooperative manner have made him welcome among musicians playing small band swing, New Orleans, or West Coast traditional jazz. Hi, I'm Dave Radar. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. In this hour, saluting trombonist Bill Barden, we'll be hearing him in many rare and archival recordings and a 1994 interview.
To St. James Infirmary. You know I went to see my baby lying there. Oh, she was stretched out on a long white table. So sad, so cold, so still, so fair. Oh, let her go, let her go. Listen, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, yeah, you know, you can look this whole world over and you'll never find a nicer man than me.
Robbie Schlosser singing St. James Infirmary, playing cornet and leading his Magnolia Band at a jazz festival in 1988, with Bill Barden playing trombone. More from that Jazz Rhythm exclusive later this hour. I'm Dave Radlauer, saluting Bill Barden. Thanks for joining me. Sitting in on this interview was clarinet player William Carter, author of Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart, and chairman of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation for over a decade. The first couple of tunes we'll be hearing are from the funky New Orleans jazz band of the early 1970s. Earl Sheeler, cornet and leader, Bob Helm Reeds, Dick Oxtot, banjo and vocals, Pete Allen, bass and vocals, and Bill Barden, trombone. Bill knew well many of the intriguing figures vital to the San Francisco traditional jazz revival of the 40s and 50s, such as Clancy Hayes and Turk Murphy.
I played a few casuals with Clancy. Clancy and Turk both had the knack of getting along with rich people. Clancy belonged to a club called the Family Club, which I understand is pretty posh and exclusive in San Francisco. I remember we played at Ty Cobb's one time.
He was a baseball player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb lived in Atherton. Everybody lived in Atherton. What a kick. He was an affable old guy. Meeting him and reading about him, it seems like two different people. I couldn't see this nice old man deliberately trying to cut other players with his spikes, you know.
Thank you.
probably heard old pop tune, Ooh, Looka There, Ain't She Pretty, recorded by Clarence Williams and Fats Waller in the 30s. We heard a vocal duet by bassist Pete Allen and the late banjo player Dick Oxtot, both stalwarts of the San Francisco traditional jazz scene for decades. Trombone solo by Bill Barden. More later, by and about the funky New Orleans band. I'm Dave Radlauer bringing you this interview and salute to Bill Barden, who's been blowing up a storm of great music since the early 1940s. Barden's recollections highlight some remarkable traditional and New Orleans-style musicians of the last half century, such as the band-leading banjo player Dick Oxtot.
You worked with Dick Oxtot, didn't you?
Oh, a lot.
In the 50s and 60s. When did you first meet Dick?
First met him in 1942. He and Napier and Milkey and a few others had their own thing going. We had our thing going in Berkeley. Well, they had theirs going in San Francisco. And I remember I first met him at a place called the Buckhorn, I think, on Market Street in San Francisco. They were rehearsing in the back room. Dick was playing cornet then. And I remember being impressed with the band and how good they all sounded, particularly Milkey. Considering Lou and Turk as being first generation, I think all the second generation guys worked with Oxtot at one time or another, put in a stint with Oxtot. I didn't work much with him when he was playing the cornet. He contracted hepatitis, yeah. And he was in the hospital and he couldn't blow his cornet. So he started practicing the banjo. And he liked it so much that he just stuck with it and gave up the cornet.
We talking middle 40s now?
Yeah. He has the knack of getting jobs. But sometimes he would hire me, sometimes he would hire Milkey.
I played with him quite a bit in the late 50s, and I had the feeling that he liked to change his personnel fairly often.
That's right. He did... toward the latter part of his career, at the point where he spent about 15 years. Yeah, he used to, just for the sake of changing, like to change personnel. And I guess he did that, I guess that was his attitude throughout his career. He liked variety.
Mm-hmm. So you belonged to one group, kind of, at the point when you met him, with Pete Allen and so forth.
Yeah.
He had another group, and those were sort of gradual, sort of...
Amalgamation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I was surprised that there was a San Francisco group, and I guess they were surprised that there was a Berkeley group.
And Roses from a 1980 Dick Oxtot album, more from that just ahead. And even though this is a jazz rhythm salute to trombonist Bill Barden, He was just so modest that we actually spent little time discussing his playing. He generously recalled many of the unique characters he'd known over the years, one of them being a significant yet largely unsung hero of the West Coast traditional jazz scene, Dick Oxtot. A much-loved banjo player and songwriter, Oxtot was a gentle and self-effacing bandleader for many years, employing an eclectic roster of fine musicians, many who were drawn into the jazz fold from blues and folk music. Oxtot's rock-steady banjo rhythm graced many albums, jam sessions, and all sorts of odd gigs.
I played regularly with him at a place in Oakland called The Ordinary. The Ordinary. A nightclub and a former PG&E substation in Oakland. And it was sort of a, I hesitate to say hippie, but there were, the audience were young people. The girls would wear hiking boots and shorts or long skirts.
Bohemian or beatnik? Yeah,
like that. It was the first place I had seen unisex bathrooms. They had two bathrooms, but they weren't differentiated by sex. Everybody could make do with what there was. You'd knock, of course, or I suppose sometimes barge in.
What year was this now?
72, 74, mm-hmm. Right in there. Oxtot was the leader, Walter Yost, sometimes P.T., sometimes Earl Sheeler. For a while, Andy Stein, the guy who's playing violin in New York now, was playing baritone sax and violin. He was a character and a great natural player. He had it, you know. Andy Stein had that knack of never letting anyone down.
Nice, from a 1966 Dick Oxtot jam session, though never intended for release or broadcast, but brought to you from the archives of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation with trombonist Bill Barden, P.T. Stanton trumpet, Bunky Coleman clarinet, Pete Allen bass, and Bill Dart drums playing Gatemouth, I believe that was. This is a tribute to Bill Barden on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Barden worked frequently with Oxtot, whose Golden Age jazz band was heard for decades, in the East Bay working-class suburb of Richmond, California, at a bar called The Point.
The band started at The Point in the first place because the owner wanted to keep motorcycle gangs away from it, and they knew that motorcycle riders hated this kind of music.
Music for all occasions.
But the band got quite a following there at The Point, and eventually he just hired me steady. So I'm one of the lucky few who played steady with Oxtot for a long time.
At The Point, yeah. That's one of the longest gigs around, I think.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been?
Oh, it was, yeah. One of the handful of steady jobs at all for this kind of music in the Bay Area.
Yes, Foxy, you can't be beat. It puts the heat into your feet. It's Foxy. I'm here to announce this brand new bouncing rhythm. It's starting out of town. You had every band tracking it down. It's Foxy. And that's when they try to track this sly new rhythm. Has it got a swing, boy, oh boy? It's the thing with the real McCoy. Makes you want to sing and shout for joy. Here we go.
Having fun with that. Dick Oxtot's Golden Age Jazz Band, It's Foxy, featuring vocalists Terry Garthwaite and Willow Ray, the excellent trumpeter Bob Naber, Bill Barden trombone, and Walt Yost tuba. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. There's more about this kind of music at my website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com, and at the website of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation, SFTradJazz. That's as one word, sftradjazz.org. ¶¶ Promotional support provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at MississippiRag.com. Still ahead during this tribute to Bill Barden, further stories from his colorful musical milieu, more from Magnolia Jazz Band Live, and archival rarities like this Dick Oxtot jam session with Barden and the eccentric trumpeter P.T. Stanton. Following this old-time New Orleans favorite, All the Girls Go Crazy About the Way I Ride, we'll hear Barden with Earl Sheeler's funky New Orleans jazz band as Dick Oxtot sings his own delightful original tune, My Lovin' Imogene.
Thank you. Clancy ain't good looking, don't dress right, can't even cook or sew. But when that baby turns out the light, there's nothing she don't know. We used to battle all the time, now my life ain't worth a dime without my